Narcissus and Goldmund by Hermann Hesse. Narrated by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. Outside the entrance of the Maria Braun cloister, whose rounded arch rested on slim double columns, a chestnut tree stood close to the road. It was a sweet chestnut, with a sturdy trunk and a full round crown that swayed gently in the wind, brought from Italy many years earlier by a monk who had made a pilgrimage to Rome. In the spring it waited until all the surrounding trees were green, and even the hazel and walnut trees were wearing ruddy foliage before sprouting its own first leaves. Then, during the shortest nights of the year, it drove the delicate white-green rays of its exotic blossoms out through tufts of leaves, filling the air with an admonishing and pungent fragrance. In October, after the grape and apple harvests, the autumn wind shook the prickly chestnuts out of the tree's burnished gold crown. The cloister students would scramble and fight for the nuts, and Prior Gregory, who came from the south, roasted them in the fireplace in his room. The beautiful treetop, secret kin to the portal's slender sandstone columns, and the stone ornaments of the window vaults and pillars, loved by the Savoyards and Latins, swayed above the cloister entrance, a conspicuous outsider in the eyes of the natives. Generations of cloister boys passed beneath the foreign tree, carrying their writing tablets, chatting, laughing, clowning and squabbling, barefoot or shod according to the season, a flower or a nut between their teeth or a snowball in their fists. There were always newcomers and the faces changed every few years, yet most of them resembled one another, if only for their blonde and curly hair. Some stayed for life, becoming novices.